Well, my grandfather primarily fished for channel cats in the river. Now, there was some recreational when I was young. Going north on the river, there's a place up there called Island Ford, and there was a lot of people in town. And Roswell had fish camps or cabins up there on the river, and they were up there at least once a week fishing or having fish fries or having social events. It was primarily men only. But Mr. Charlie, who owned the Roswell store and the mortuary, and was one of the owners of the Roswell Bank, who was very well accepted by everybody. Mr. Charlie had a way of not being exclusive. He had friends from all levels, and they all treasured Mr. Charlie's friendship because they knew they would get to participate in some things that they otherwise they wouldn't get to, like the fish fries and the fox hunts, and he kept foxhounds, and so there was some a good bit of recreational activities connected with hunting and fishing also, but there was a lot of it for put meat on the table, some form, shape, or fashion.
Right. Where would people go hunt?
Well, this was very rural then. Wherever they thought they could find. Nobody.
So there was lots of places.
Lots of places. They didn't. People didn't mind. The only restriction that I think anybody had was maybe on the quail. If you had an 80-acre farm here, which was pretty big operation for that day and time, they didn't want you hunting their quail, but you can hunt their rabbits. And that was pretty big. A lot of people had rabbit dogs, and they hunted recreationally and ate what they killed.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. You said that a lot of people had boats. Were they making them themselves, or was there somebody in town that made boats?
No. Usually, they just made them themselves.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was typical of what you would know today as a John boat. It was shaped in square in the front, square in the back. Mm-hmm. The front was shaped up, come up out of the water. And the transom was a little heavier wood, thicker wood than the gunnels, mm-hmm. But it was wood throughout, and I don't know what was their favorite. I know the pine was the most accessible wood that was, and there was several families here in the sawmilling business, so you had to round up somebody to save you some. Boards that were not free, mm-hmm. No knots, and they just nail them up, tar them up. You buy tar at the hardware store, and they pulled them. You know, outboard motors didn't come along till about the time I did, at least in this area. Mm-hmm. So that was another skill, to be able to pull that boat in the current of the river, put it where you wanted it, and get it where you wanted to.
That took some skill, I'm sure.
Well, it didn't take long, but you had to kind of know how to do it. And I've been with some people that were very, very good, and I've been in the river with some people who couldn't do it at all.
So, wow.